Good evening. Molweni, sanibonani, dimelange. I hope you are well. I just want to greet each and every one this wonderful Thursday. The time is exactly 18:04 South African CAT Central Time, which is a Central African Time, exactly 18:04 in South Africa, where we are going to meditate, where we are going to speak and talk to God. Now, I just want to welcome each and everyone who is listening now all over the world. You may be in Barbados, you may be in France, you may be in Nigeria, all over. I just want to welcome you officially into our show, the show that is called Time to Meditate. The song that is playing is the song by Elijah Oyelende, God of Wonders. God of Wonders, our God, Yahweh. That is the song that is playing. Now, remember each and every time when we start our show, we start our show by prayer, by inviting God, by asking God to come and be with us, to come and direct us, because we don't want to go alone, we want to go with Him. We don't want to go alone into this show. We are asking Him to come and be with us. Now, what I'm going to do is just enjoy the song that we're going to play. And after that song, what we'll do is we'll come back and we will pray. The song is just saying, only you are able, Jesus. Jesus, you are able. Just enjoy the song. When we come back, we will pray and we will continue.
What can't you do, Jesus? Let's go! Jesus,
somebody say,
name above everything.
other saying that he is able. Other. That is other saying that you are able. Now remember, I told you that we are going to pray, and now indeed we will pray. But every time, remember, there's a song that we are praying with, the song by Don Moon saying, "Our Father, Our Father." That's a song that we are going to pray with. Just enjoy the song for a few seconds, and after that song, we will pray. Wherever that you are also welcome that you can pray with us.
Hear our prayer. We are your children, and we've gathered here today.
Indeed, here we pray, we have gathered here, and we pray. Now wherever that you are, you can close your eyes if you are at home, but if you are driving, don't close your eyes. You can pray while you are driving. You can pray while you are waking, but we'll be praying this evening. Daddy, we are praying in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We invite you, Lord, to come and be with us into the show that we are having, the show that is saying time to meditate. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray to each and every listener who is listening now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Daddy, we are praying in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that, Father, as we are going to meditate, we ask you, Lord, to come and be with us, to come and help us in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We have prayed. Wherever you are, you can say amen. Now enjoy this song, and we will continue after this song.
That is standing in the way of coming to you today.
Our Father.
Captain Moon saying, "Our Father, hear us when you are in heaven." Now, this afternoon, this evening, on our show that is called Time to Meditate, and the time is exactly 16:17, which is 18:17, which is 6:17 CAT Central African Time. The name of this show, it is called Time to Meditate. As I speak now, I know that there are people who are coming from work. Some they are stuck in the traffic. They are going to work. Now, maybe you are one of those people who are just stuck in the traffic. Who are stuck in the traffic of going to work. You're stuck in the traffic. You are coming from work. Now, I want to say to you that be with us this afternoon. Be with us this evening. Be with us as we are going to meditate. Maybe in your country where you are, it is in the morning. But be with me this morning. Maybe in wherever you are, it's afternoon. Be with me this afternoon. But in South Africa, it is evening. The time, as I told you, that is exactly 18:18, which is 18:18 CAT Central African Time. You are with me, Pastor John Mamabolo. Then you can interact with us on the following platform. You can use our WhatsApp number, which is 0832894658. If you are international, you just say +27832894658. If you are in South Africa, I told you, just say 0832894658. That's our WhatsApp number. Or what you can do, you can use the very same number to call us. You can use the very same number to even to SMS us. Or you can go to our Skype, which is you just say PDGM Radio on Skype. Then you can send us SMS there. You can even call us. You can see us live in a studio if you want to see us live. Or what you can do, you can go to Facebook. You just say By the Grace Radio. Then you can chat to us. Or you can send us email at radio@bythegrace.org. You just say radio@bythegrace.org. Or you go to our website, which is www.radio.bythegrace.org. www.radio.bythegrace.org. When you are there, you can just continue. Then you can chat to us. They're on the right-hand side of your screen, as you have typed our website, you will see there it says chat to us. You put your name, you put your email address, you put your name, you start chatting to me in a studio. I will read your comment, I will read your question, I will read whatever that you want us to read. Now, today it's a beautiful Thursday. It's a day in South Africa, by which I regret Chilame Rapelo, where women, the women, they meet and they pray. Now tonight I want us to look in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 9. But we'll start from verse number 1. But I want us to look into verse number 10. Okay? But it says, enjoy life with the one you love. That's what it said. Enjoy life with the one you love. But from verse 1, it just says, death comes to all. Death comes to all. Now, that's what we'll be talking about tonight. Remember, we have entered into December. We are in the December. It's a festive season. Now, I just want to wish each and everyone on this festive season that enjoy this festive season, but take care of yourself and make sure that you save money for next year, because you never know. Because some people, when they get money, they just finish it quick. Always I say that don't buy something that you don't need. You must buy something that you know that you need it and it is very important. Don't just buy something because you have money. Don't just buy something because you have money. Now, what we are going to do is, I'm just going to play a song that is saying, you have done so much, and when we come back, we will continue. What you can do is now you can just spread the wings. You can spread the news to your family. You can spread your news to everyone that you know that our favorite show, Time to Meditate, it's in. Just tell them that you tell them that you have just tuned into by the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts of the people, and you are with your favorite host, Pastor John Mamawulo, on the show that is called Time to Meditate. Now enjoy the song that says you have done so much. And when we come back, we will continue.
As I look back over my life, I realize that God has been so good to me. He's been better to me than I've been to myself. Therefore, I lift up my hands in worship. The Bible says they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. And we come to tell you the reason why we worship Him. God sent His Son. They called Him Jesus Christ. He came to love, heal, and forgive. That's why I know there's a mountain that to worship. There's a mountain that to worship. For everything that you've done, Lord, I just want to honor you.
To worship,
I lift my
I give you my life. Tomorrow, I give you my life. I gave you the song that sing, as long as it said you have done so much. That song that I gave you before this, it was saying you have done so much. You're still with me, Pastor John Mamabolo, on a show that is called Time to Meditate. I told you that we're reading in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 9. We're gonna start from verse number 1, but the verse number 1 death comes to all. But when you go to verse number 7, it said, enjoy life with the one you love. That's what it said. Enjoy life with the one you love. So you're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Okay? Now, let's just read that verse as we continue. We're going to read that verse. Let's just read it. It read as follows. It say, I thought about all this very carefully, and I saw that God controlled what happened to the good and wise people and what they do. People don't know if they will be loved or hated, and they don't know how much what will happen in future. Let me repeat what it said. It said, I thought about all this very carefully, and I saw that God controlled what happens to the good and wise people and what they do. People don't know if they will be loved or hated, and they don't know what will happen in the future. Now, that is King Solomon. He said, I thought about all this very carefully. What is that he thought about it very carefully? What is that? He said, I saw that God controlled what happened to the good and to the wise people. Now, God is the one who's controlling what will happen with your future, what will happen with your life. That is why King Solomon, he said that I thought about it carefully. And I thought about it very much. And I saw that God controlled what happened to the good and wise people and what they will do. People, they don't know they will be loved or hated. In other words, I don't know that tomorrow I will be loved or I will be hated. I don't know. You know, you can speak to someone today. Tomorrow that person is no longer speaking to you. Maybe the person hated you because of whatever that you have done. Because there are things that we do, and sometimes you don't know that what you are doing, it offend another person. A person can hate you even if you never done anything. Now, I just want to give you an example of what happened 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago. There's this man that I sometimes give him a lift at work. And every time I give him a lift, every time we talk, when I talk with people and I interact with people, and I don't take side, I talk with each and everyone. Now, it happened that one day we were traveling, we were speaking, then just speaking, you know, we were speaking. Then in the morning, when I go to work, later in the afternoon, when I was to go, he confronted me like, why, what did you do? I said, what? And I asked him, I said, what? He said, but you did it. I said, what did I do? He said, but you told, I said, no, you know, I never even speak to that person. I don't know what you're talking about. Now, from that day, like, he's no longer want to talk to me. Even if when I try to speak to him, he can't speak to me. Now, the reason why I'm just bringing this to you, I wanted to show you that you don't know who's gonna love you. You don't know who's gonna hate you. And the thing is, we don't know what will happen in future. Like now, I can't tell you that I know what I'm gonna do tomorrow. I can tell you that I'm planning tomorrow that I'm going to work. We're going to have this and this and this. But I don't know if that will happen. Because God is the one who is having the final say. God is the one who is in control. You know, I can say that next year, I just want to get a new work. I can say that maybe next year I want to buy a car. But that future, it's not in my that future. It's not in my hand. Okay, I can say that I want to next year I want to have this and this and this and this. But let me tell you, God is the one who is having a final say. He's the one who knows our future, and he's the one who knows what's gonna happen with me next year. He's the one who knows everything. I don't know what's gonna happen. I just know the part what I'm praying, that I'm pleading to do this. But God is the one who is giving the financing. Now He's the one who will be able to. He knows where will I be next year. He knows what will happen with me. Now that is why here King Solomon, he said that I thought about it very well, and I thought about it carefully, and I saw that God control what happened to the good and to the wise people. God is the one who control what is happening with your future. I mean, people, they will lie to you, they will say to you, no, you know, the only person, no, let me tell you, God is the one who knows what will happen with your life. As you are listening to me right now, I just want to tell you that God is the one who knows about your future. And He knows what will happen next year. You know, it's good to plan. We are planning. Okay, I also have things that I'm planning that I want to see. But God is the one who knows what will happen. God is the one who controls everything. There are things that we want to achieve. But I want to tell you that God is the one who is having a financing, who will say, this will happen, this will never happen. Now, here at Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17, here it, let me read what it says. It says, I decided to learn how wisdom and knowledge are better than thinking foolish thoughts. But I learned that trying to become wise is like trying to catch the wind. Like, why I'm reading, I want to show you that whatever that King Solomon was talking about, he thought about it. He thought about it. He was first thinking about it and see what is happening. That is why he said, God control what will happen with our life. Now, here, listen to Ephesians 8:16. It said, I carefully studied the things people do in life. That's why he said, I carefully studied the things people do in life. That is King Solomon. He said, I saw how busy people are. They work day and night, and they almost never sleep. That is what he has studied. He has studied the things which are happening in life. That he saw that people are busy, that they work day and night, and they almost never sleep. As I speak now, as I'm telling you that we always busy. Some people, they start working at 5 o'clock, some they start working at 4, some they start working at 6, some they start working at 7, some they start working at 8. Some they work after, when it's 5 o'clock, they go home. After they go home, they just sleep for 2 hours, and then they go to another place to work. You know, sometimes many people, they die because they never had time to rest. Now, people, they say that you must have time where you must just rest. You know, I some other day, my father told me something. He said they had a conversation, and somebody said to, like, they had a conversation. Okay. Now, as I was, okay, like, I had a conversation with my dad. My dad said to me that one day he said to God that, I just want to rest. That's my dad. And God said to him, the only place, the time where you will rest, is the place where you are in a graveyard, like where you are dead. In other words, he was saying that there are people whom they will say, I'm just going to rest for the whole year. No, you can't. I mean, resting that I'm talking about, you can just say maybe one day. I mean, you will still do whatever that you do, but you reduce for a day. Now, he's saying that I saw people. Every day they wake up and they go and work. That's what he said. Remember, we are still in our scripture, Ephesians chapter 9, verse number 1. What I'm reading there is just the referral scripture that I'm just giving you. I'm trying to show you so that you can understand. Now let's just jump and we go to verse number 2. It said, but there is one thing that happened to everyone. We all die. Death comes to good people and bad people. Death comes to those who are pure and to those who are not pure. death comes to those who give sacrifice and to those who don't give sacrifice. Good people will be die just as sinners do. Those who make promise to God will die just as those who are afraid to make those promises. Now what it just saying is death comes to all of us. Death comes to poor people. Death comes to rich people. Death comes to sinners. Death comes to those who are not sinners. But we all gonna die. But the difference is, when you die, where you going? Okay? We all gonna die. And maybe we gonna use same mortuary. Okay? Maybe when I die, then they put us in the same mortuary. But the difference is when you die, what is happening with your soul? We all gonna die. Whether you are a sinner, whether you are, we all gonna die. We all gonna die. Okay? We all gonna die. Whether you are rich, whether you are poor, whether you make sacrifice, whether you don't make sacrifice, we all gonna die. But the point is, when you die, where are you going? We all gonna die. Now, you see, I sometimes tell people that, okay, but in the issue of dying, sometimes they are what we call hijack. You die because it was an hijack. It was not your time to die. There was a hijack that take place. Let me just give you an example. Okay, let's say I'm driving. And I'm driving on 120. Okay, I'm driving on 240 per hour. Whether maybe I'm going to where I work, or maybe I'm going to, going home. You find that I'm driving on that speed, and it happened that I lose control and I die. Would we say that was the time to die? But I'm saying that we all gonna die. We all gonna die. Now, let's just continue. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14 until verse number 16. It says, wise people use their mind like eyes to see where they are going. But for fools, it is as if they are walking in the dark. I also saw that fools and wise people both end the same way. He said, I saw that fool and wise will all end the same way. What he means that we all gonna die. Okay, we all gonna die. That is a fact. And we will not run away from it. We all gonna die. And maybe we will use the same mortuary, the same transport. Maybe we will use the same church. Maybe the same pastor will come. But what happened is, what happened to you? What is gonna happen? Okay. Verse 15 said, I thought to myself, the same thing that happened to a fool will also happen to me. So why have I tried so hard to become wise? I said to myself, being a wise is also useless. Whether people are wise or foolish, they will still die. And no one will remember either one of them forever. In the future, people will forget everything both of them did. So the two are really the same. Now, what he's trying to say, he was trying to say that whether you are poor, whether you are rich, we all gonna die. We all gonna end up the same way. But the difference is, when I die, if I have accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior, when I die, definitely I'm going to heaven. Definitely. There's no ruler. There's no therefore, and then we're not sure. No. Definitely, I will go to heaven. Because now, remember when the rich man dies, he died, and then he went to hell. Okay? The poor man died, they took him, he went to heaven. That's why I'm saying the difference is, when you die, what's gonna happen? What's gonna happen? Alright. Now, listen to verse number 3. It says, of all the things that happen in this life, the worst thing is that all people end. Okay. The worst thing is that all people end life the same way. But it is also very bad that people always think evil and foolish thoughts, and those thoughts lead them to death. That's what he said. Of all the things that happen in this life, the worst thing is people end up the same way. I mean, we all gonna die. And remember, sometimes we are forgetting people that they died, because that's why it said we'll be forgetting. I mean, when you die today, we'll just cry and cry and cry. After some years and days, we start forgetting about you. Meaning, people, they will forget what you've done. Unless if somebody's gonna just always remind what that person has done. Unless if I will continue reminding you and said, you remember what has done. That is why the song that I'm gonna play now, before we play the song by Tip saying Nara. But before I play that song, I just want to remind you. Let me just do this.
Time to meditate. John Mamabolo, 6 to 9 p.m. By the way.
Yeah, so I was just reminding you that you're listening to Time to Meditate. I'm going to play the song by Nara. Just enjoy this song. Just enjoy it very much. You will hear what he says.
God will lift you up on your mame. Larry Kelem Jiribia.
You've done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. Larry Kelem. If I had 10,000 tons, it still won't be enough. Larry Kelem. When you hear, you hear completely. What shall I render to Jehovah? For he has done so very much. Done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. If I had 10,000 tongues, still won't be enough, Jesus. When you
to him completely. What shall I render to Jehovah? For he has done so very much for me.
He said that, what shall I render to Jehovah? He have done so very much to me. In other words, when he look off on what God has done, he realized that there's nothing that he can offer to Jehovah. Like he said, there's nothing that I can offer to Jehovah because of the things that he has done. He's saying that there's nothing that I can offer to Jehovah. There are things which God has done, and he realized that even if I can try to pay him back, even if I can try to do whatever that I will do, I mean, I can't, because he have done so much. He have done so much. Okay. Let's just, there's another song, the very same song, but he featured, just enjoy it. He was live, just enjoy it.
Stand and help me welcome Travis Green, everybody. So much for me, I cannot tell it all. If I had 10,000 tongues, it still wouldn't be enough.
Completely. Lift your hands.
That was a song. He was also saying that it's a very same song, but here he featured Trevor Green. He featured Trevor Green there in the song where he was saying that, what shall I render to Jehovah? There were things that when he looked, he realized that God has done so much. I mean, I want you to look at your life just to reflect for this 5 minutes. Just look back, just reflect and see. If it couldn't be Jehovah, where will you? I mean, if it couldn't be Him, if it couldn't be Him, if it couldn't be Jehovah, because He have done so much in your life, and He have done so much in your family. If it couldn't be Him, where will you be? That is why Trevor Green, he said, you have done so much. I don't have much to say because you have done so much. You have done so much. He has done so much. That's why I'm saying you have done so much in your life. If it couldn't be Him, I don't know. That is why now, you hear, listen to this one, listen to this song. The way you fathered me. Just enjoy the song.
Everlasting, oh, your love, yeah.
There is no me without you. That is Elijah Uyelende from his album that is saying that show us your glory. Now he was trying to say that there is no me without you, Lord. Now he was acknowledging that the God is the one who knows the future. He was acknowledging that without God, there's nothing that he can do. That is what he was saying. He was just acknowledging that without God, there's nothing that he can do. So you're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. You're still with me, Pastor John Amawolo, on our lovely show, the show that is called Time to Meditate. The time is exactly 19:10 CAT Central African Time. 19:10 CAT Central African Time. Let me just remind you that you can interact with us on the following number, which is 083-289-4658. That is our WhatsApp number that you can use to interact with us tonight. 083-289-4658. And what you can do is, if you're international, you just say +27832894658. +27832894658. If you are international, or you can use the very same number to even to call us, even to SMS us, or you can go to our Facebook page. You just say BTGM Radio, By the Grace Radio. That's what you can do. On Facebook, you just see BTGM Radio. Or what you can do is you can go to Skype. On the Skype, you just say BTGM Radio. On Facebook, you just say By the Grace Radio. Or you can send us email radio@bythegrace.org. Or you can go to our website www.radio.bythegrace.org. When you are there, there's a chat box where you can chat to us. That's why Elijah was saying that there's no me without. He was acknowledging the point of saying that God is the one who knows our future. God is the one who knows our future. He's the one who knows our future. We don't know anything, but God is the one who knows everything about our future. Remember, we're still in Ecclesiastes chapter 9. We are now in verse number 3. We started from verse number 1, but we are now in verse number 3, where it read, let me just repeat, it said, of all the things that happen in this life, the worst thing is that all people end life the same way. But it's also very bad that people always think evil and foolish thought, and they thought lead to death. Now, we all end up the same, but he said people, they think evil and thought evil, and that thought, it lead them to death. How many people you know, they have died while it was not their time to die because of the thought that they have, the wrong things that they always thinking about. How many people, they always think wrong things, people, they always thinking bad things, people, they always, I mean, that's how it is. You always say these things, you always, and that's why I'm saying, that is what King Solomon was trying to address. That's what King Solomon was trying to address. Now, let's just go to verse number 4. Ephesians 9, it says, there is hope for those who are still alive. It does not matter who they are, but this saying is true, a living dog is better than a dead lion. Okay. Let me read with the ASV. American Standard Version said, for to him that is joined with all the living, there is hope. For a living dog is better than a dead lion. You know, like now, you may say that, but why are they saying that? As long as I still alive, there's hope. Portuguese is said, para adue de sicatinta, ovisosa, diare kori, mariava, viro, togumu, lia, mot. That is Portuguese. That as long as you're still alive, as long as you are counted with those who are still alive, there's still hope. I want to tell you tonight that as long as you are still counted with those who are alive, there's still hope. As long as you are still alive, as long as you're still alive, there's still hope for you. It does not matter what they say, but I want to tell you tonight that as long as you're still alive, there's still hope for you. As long as you're still alive, there's still hope for you. It does not matter what people they said about you, but I want to tell you that as long as you're still alive, there's still hope for you. As long as you're still alive, there's still hope. You're still listening to Body Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Now, it said that there is hope for those who are still alive. It does not matter who they are, but this saying is true. A living dog is better than a dead lion. You know, when dogs see lion, it run away. I mean, lion is something that what it want, it just want meat. When a lion hai bona nama, you can't stop it. Hai bona nama, when it see hai bona nama, you are in danger. But that is why it just tells us that as long as a living dog is better than a dead lion. Remember, lion is something that is afraid. People they are afraid of lion. You can't just wait for lion when lion comes. But here Solomon was giving us an example about a lion and a dog. That as long as the dog is still alive, there's still hope for that dog. Because if the dog is alive, it's better than a dead lion. Because when the lion is dead, there's nothing that it can do. Ishwile. Now, as long as you're still alive, it may look like you're not getting what you want, what you want to get. But I want to tell you that as long as you're still alive, there's still hope for you. As long as you're still alive, let me tell you, there's still hope for you. That hope is still there. That hope is still there. Doesn't matter what they said, but believe in me, let me tell you that there's still hope for you. You may look like, but things are not the way I thought they are. But there's still hope. You may say, but you know, I don't know. It seems that I'm trying this, but things are not the way I thought. But let me tell you, as long as you're still alive, there's still hope for you. It doesn't matter that what you want to achieve, it doesn't come. Because I know there's a point where you find out things, they don't come the way you thought they're going to come. But let me, as long as you're still alive, there's still hope for you. As long as you're still alive, there's hope for you. I will repeat this way. As long as you're still alive, there's hope. It doesn't matter what happened with your life. It doesn't matter. But as long as you're still alive, there's still hope. There's still hope. Alright, let's just do this. Let's just see. Let's just go to a break. When we come to the break, we will continue. So I just want to play the song. This song, it touched my heart. Let me just play it. Just enjoy it. God of Wonders by Elijah Uyelende. God of Wonders. He is indeed God of Wonders. He is indeed God of Wonders. You're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. Whatever that it takes for a soul, you're listening to the name of the show that is called Time to Meditate. With me, myself, and I, Pastor John Mamabolo. So, we read in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, from verse 1, we were in verse number 4, where it telling us there is hope for those who are still alive. It does not matter who they are, but this saying is true. A living dog is better than a dead lion. As long as you're still alive, there's still hope. Now listen to Job chapter 14, verse number 7 and 12. I want to show you. There's a song that it sang by, I think it's Ngwenya, saying, when they think or they are done with you, and then God comes in and take part. It's saying, Avuga Usain, something like that. Now, let me just read this one. Job chapter 14, 7, they said, there is always hope for a tree. If it is cut down, it can grow again. It will keep standing out. It will keep sending out new branches. Let me repeat. Job chapter 14, 7 to 12, it said, there is always hope for a tree. If it is cut down, it can grow again. It will keep sending out new branches. Its roots may grow old in the ground and its stump die in the dust, but with water it will grow again. It will grow branches like a new plant. But when a man dies, he becomes weak and sick, and then he is gone. Now, what I want to show you is, when people thought that they are done with you, because as I speak now, there are people who are thinking that they are done with you, it's over with you. You know, I the whole of this month, or the whole of November until now, December, when you go to Facebook, they're talking about there was a man who was a soccer player, and now his life is somehow no shape. Now, I want to tell you that, I want to tell him, if he's listening, that as long as you're still alive, my brother, this look for you will rise again. You did some other mistakes that caused you to fall into that. But as long as you're still alive, there's still hope for you. Now, what I want to tell you is just hang it there. Just hang it there. As long as you're still alive, there's still hope for you. There's still hope for you. As long as you're still alive, there's still hope for you. And God is right there. He's right there. And as I tell you that he will never leave you, because his name is Jehovah, he will always make sure that he restore your heart and he restore your soul. Remember I told you that you're listening to Body Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. Whatever that it takes for a soul. Whatever that it takes for a soul. Let's continue reading. We're going to read again Job 27 verse 8. It said, what hope do people without God have when it is time to die, when God take their lives away? Let me repeat. What hope do people without God have when it is time to die? When God takes their lives away, what hope? I want to repeat this way, that what I'm telling you is, if you don't have God in your life, it's a problem. We are told that, what hope do people without God have when it's time for them to die? You know, people who don't have Christ, when it's time for them to die, it's tough. They do many things. They say things that you will be surprised. If you don't have Christ in your life, let me tell you, it's tough there. You need God in your life. As I told you that we all gonna die. All of us, we all gonna die. But the important is, if you don't have Christ, what hope? King utsepileni. You know, there's a song that I heard, I think it was sang by Judith Sipuba. She was saying, Bagesu le tsepile mang. Bagesu le tsepile mang. I wanna tell you tonight, gore wena utsepile mang. As you are listening to me, utsepile mang. Utsepile mang. He's saying, Bagesu le tsepile mang. Like now, as you are listening to me, I want to tell you, who do you trust? Who do you trust? Because it tells us that, what hope do people without God have when it is time to die? When God takes their life away. In other words, when God takes your life away, what hope do you have? If you don't have Christ. If you don't have Christ, believe in me, you are nothing. You need Jesus to help you. I'm telling you, without Jesus, you are nothing. There's a song that it said, I will never go back when I remember what the Lord has done. We used to sing this song. It said that, when I remember what the Lord has done, I will never go back. When I remember what the Lord has done, I will never go back. When I remember what the Lord has done, I will never go back. That's what I'm saying. That when you remember what the Lord has done, you must not go back. When you remember what he has done. When you remember what he has done. You have done so much. There's no other way that you can go back. You have done so much. You have done so much. You have done so much. All right. The time is exactly 1933 CAT, Central African Time. Is still with me as we busy meditating, and we thank God. What a beautiful Thursday. Where did you put your hope at? Some people did December, but really hope which are number two, you know. How we hope your home to totally disappoint. But don't put your hope on a person. Put your hope in God. Put your hope in Jehovah. Now, it's saying, when you go Isaiah 38:18, it says, the dead cannot praise you. People in Silo cannot sing praise to you. Those who have died and gone below are not trusting in your faithfulness. In other words, we who are still alive, we have chance that we can give God the praise, we can worship him. Lamentation 3:21-22. But then I think about this and I have hope. But then I think about this, then I have hope. We are still alive because the Lord faithful loves never end. When I think about this, I have hope. Now, as I'm listening to By the Grace Radio, I have hope. I tell you that you're listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. Now let's just do this. Let's just do this. When we come back, we'll continue. It said more than. Just enjoy the song.
Oh,
you are more than what I would say. That is Jimmy D, Samis, mighty man of war. Remember, we are speaking about in Ephesians chapter number 9. That's where we're reading. We read from verse number 1 and until we are now in verse number 4, where I was explaining to you that a living dog is better than a dead lion. As long as you're still alive, there's still hope. It does not matter how people they will say. You know, people they like to look at us somehow, but Shebel of us, they look at us as if, like they say, useless. But let me tell you, as long as you're still alive, there's still hope for you. Remember, you're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. And you are listening to the voice of Pastor John Mamabolo on the show that is called Time to Meditate. And as let me just remind you that you can interact with us on the following platform on our WhatsApp. You just say 03-289-4658. On if you are international, you just say +27832894658. You can use the very same number to SMS or even to call us, or you can send us email. Email is as follows: radio@bythegrace.org, or you can go to our website. You just say www.radio.bythegrace.org. When you are there, you will see there's a chat box. You can chat to us. You put your email address, you put your name, you start chatting to us. What a beautiful Thursday, the day that they call it the day of prayers, for they said women, they meet and they pray. In our language, they said kibasadi mamerapelo, women of prayer, they meet today. And I know that some they already knocked off where they were at church. Some they are still there worshiping the Lord, and we thank God for that, because He's God. Let me just welcome each and everyone who have just tuned in now all over the world. We are just telling you that you just listen to the By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people. Our scripture reading, we read from the book of Ephesians, chapter number 9. We read number 1, we are in number 4, where it tells us that there's hope. As long as you're still alive, there's hope for you. It does not matter who they are, it does not matter who you are, as long as you are still alive, there's still hope for you. A living dog is better than a dead lion. It does not matter how big is a lion, it does not matter how dangerous is a lion, but when it died, there's no longer hope for the lion. It does not matter how small is the dog, it does not matter how the way you look at the dog, but as long as the dog is still alive, there's still hope. It does not matter how you are, but as long as you're still alive, there's still hope for you. As long as you're still alive, there's still hope for you. On the book of Job, it tells us that when the tree, like, it's sort of like it's dead, but when you pour water, it will grow again. Now, it will grow again. So you will grow again. And that is why when you read the Job was trying to explain that what hope do people without Christ have when they die? Like, what hope do they have without God? Because when it's time to die, what hope do people without God have when it's time to die? God takes their lives away. God is gonna take, like, everybody's gonna die. But what hope do you have? What hope do you have? What hope do you have if you are without Christ? If you are without God? I mean, you know, every day people, they are killing themselves because they are hopeless. The person will tell you that I'm hopeless. The way I am, I feel like it's better I surrender. Now, don't surrender now. You are about to reach your goal. Don't surrender now. Don't surrender now. Alright, let's go to verse number 5. Ezekiel 9 verse 8 said, the living know that they will die, but the dead don't know anything. Okay, the living knows that they will die, but the dead, they don't know anything. They have no more reward. people will soon forget it. In other words, we as we are alive, we know that we're gonna die. You know, that is why it's not wrong. That is why Renalini society, we have the society where we are joining that when we die, they should bury us. They should bury us in a decent way. Because we know the reason why we do that, we know that we're gonna die. But those who are dead now, they don't know, they no longer thinking about anything. Now remember, what is left for them is for them to waiting for judgment. Remember, when a person dies, it's not like it's over. Because we used to say that when somebody dies, we said, yeah, no, this person has rested. No, he never rest. He have started another journey. Because remember, I gave you an example of the rich man and the poor man. They both died. Another one, they buried them both. But another one, his spirit. He took his spirit to the hands of Abraham. The poor man. But the rich man, when he was in hell, he saw the poor man there. So that's why I'm saying. But the reason why I'm saying, I want to show you that when some of those who are dead, it's not over with them. But they no longer worry about things which are happening on this world. I mean, they no longer worry about lots of things. That is why here he's saying that the living knows that they will die, but the dead don't know anything. They have no rewards. People will soon forget. Meaning those who are dead now, they no longer... You know, sometimes I have a problem when we go to... Like now is December. Now around from the 16th of December until the 25th, people, they will be going to a graveyard to bow down to those who are dead. It's not wrong to go to a graveyard to clean the... It's not wrong to go there to clean the... It's not wrong. Okay? To go there and clean is not wrong. But wrong is when you go there, you start bowing to when you start bowing there and praying there and like you bow to them. That's wrong. But going there and cleaning is not wrong. You know, some people, what they do is they even go there with the things for the food, Christmas food. They said, we are going to eat with them. Now, here Solomon is telling us that, I mean, they can't hear you. There's no longer rewards. It doesn't matter what. Some people, they even buy the suit. They said, we are buying for our father within the graveyard. I mean, he's not gonna wear it. The soil will just finish it. Alright, let's go to Ecclesiastes 7:2. It said, it is better to go to a funeral than to a party, because everyone must die, and the living need to remember this. It's tough, eh? It said it is better to go to a funeral than to a party, because everyone must die, meaning we all gonna die. I mean, that is why we have the society, we have the policies. Every day we receive a call from different companies. They is telling you that we're selling this, it will offer you R1 million when you die. That's what we say. It will offer you so much when you do this and this. That is what is happening. Now here Solomon was trying to tell people, telling us that it is better when we go to a funeral than to a party. But you know, it's difficult. Somebody is having a party. Now there's a funeral, you must go to a funeral. You must leave a party, but it's difficult. Because the reason being is we all gonna die. Alright. Job chapter number 30 verse 23 said, I know you will lead me to my dead, to that place where all the living must go. I know you will lead me to my death. In other words, we all gonna die sooner or later. Even today there are people who just passed away. But as I told you that sometimes some death is not the time. It was not the time. I mean, mafua mangwe is not the time for a person to die. It's what we call hijack. But I think we'll talk about that other time, about the hijack. It's hijack, like you've been hijacked to die. It was not your time to die, but there was hijack. But we'll talk about it some other time. I think it's better we talk. It said, when we go to Hebrews chapter 9, 27, it said, everyone must die once, then they are just. In other words, we're all going to die. Then there's going to be judgment. Alright. Let's read Job 14:21. If their sons are honored, they will never know it. If their sons do wrong, they will never see it. In other words, he's referring to those who died. Like now, I want to give you an example with my dad. My dad passed away. 2016. Now, here the Bible tells us that if their sons are honored, they will never know. Like those who died, they no longer worry about things on earth. They don't know. I mean, they no longer worrying about things on earth. Whatever we go this, they honor you. They're not worried about that. Alright. Psalm 6:5, he said, if I'm dead, I cannot sing about you. Those in the grave don't praise you. It's very important that as long as now you're still alive, you must praise God. Because you must do everything now. Everything, I mean, you must worship God now. There's no time where you're going to say, give me chance when you are dead that I will worship you. Remember, if you can read the book of Luke 15:16, it tells us about Lazarus and then the rich man. The rich man, when he was there, he realized that, please, can you send the angel to go and speak with my family? It was too late. That's why I'm saying, when you are dead, you cannot sing anymore. In a graveyard, you cannot sing. Psalm 88:10-11. Do you do miracle for the dead? Do ghosts rise up and praise you? No, Selah. The dead in their grave cannot talk about your faithfulness, love. People in the world of the dead cannot talk about your faithfulness. Those who are dead, they will never talk about his faithfulness. You're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. Just listen to the song that says, take me to your places. By Justin J. the song, take me to Jesus. By Elijah Oyelinde, enjoy the song. We'll be back. We're just going to break.
Rock of ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee, rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. You are my shield, you are my covering, you are my
Album, show us your glory. You're still listening to By the Grace Radio Station, that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Okay, you're listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. What a beautiful Thursday. And you're listening to the voice of Pastor John Mamawulo on the show that is called Time to Meditate. On the show that is called Time to Meditate. And I believe that wherever that you are, indeed, you are meditating with me. You are meditating with us. As our scripture reading is in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter number 9. From verse number 1. Now we are in verse number 5. Where it was telling us that the living know that they will die. But the dead, they don't know anything. Those who are in the graveyard, they don't know if they gonna die. but we know that we're gonna die. Now let's go to Ecclesiastes chapter number 8, verse number 10. It said, I also saw great and beautiful funeral for evil people. While the people were going home after the funeral service, they said good things about the evil people who had died. This happened even in the same town where the evil people had done many bad things. This is, you know, he's trying to say that he saw great and beautiful funerals for the evil people. You know, I when you want to hear things, go to the funeral. You will hear people talking about how good was a person. You will hear them talking how good was a person. But that person, you found that has killed many people. That person has stolen many people to the many things to the people. But people, they will say that, they will mention how good that person was. Because of what? Because of money. Because maybe that person was giving them money. Because of the family. They will say that this person was very good man. But when we found out this person was a trouble, you know that he killed many people. That is what King Solomon is saying. Let me repeat. He said, I also saw great and beautiful funeral for evil people. He said, I saw great and beautiful funeral for great people. While the people were going home after the funeral. Like people were going home after funeral. Each and every funeral, if you want to see, when we go home, we like talking about things. He said, the good things about the evil people. People, they will talk about the good things about the evil people who are died. And then this happened in same, he said, it happened to each and every, in the same town where the evil people has done many. You find that somebody has killed many people in that town. For example, let's say here in Midrand, in Rubber Ridge, you find that there's somebody whom we know in Rubber Ridge who is a serial killer. But on the day of his funeral, people, they will say good things about that person. That is what King Solomon was trying to say. That people, they will always say good things to even to someone who has done many things. Someone who have killed many people. People, they will always say good things to a bad, somebody who was a serial killer. Now that is what is happening. Alright. Now let's just continue there. Let's just continue there. We go to Job chapter number 7, verse 8 to 10. It said, those who see me now will never see me again. That was Job. He was saying, those who see me now, they will never see me again. You watch me for a while, but then I am gone. Just as cloud that come and go, people are put in the grave, never tries again. They don't come back to their old homes. The people there will not know them. That was Job was saying, that you see me now, you won't see me later. In other words, he was trying to explain that we all gonna die. But the important thing is, when you die, where you going? I just want to play this for 5 minutes. As we play this song, as the song is keeping on playing, I want you to just reflect and just tell me, when you die, are you ready to die? If yes, when you die, where are you going? When you die, where are you going? Okay, that's what I'm asking now. Worry. For this, I just want to play this song. But as that song is going to play, look back at your life. Like, look back now, just we are reflecting. For 5 minutes, I want us, each and everyone who is just listening now, just reflect. Kore, if you die now, are you ready to die now? Are you ready to die now? Okay. Now, I just wanna, let me just play this song. It's a hymn. Okay, just staying heart and body. Just enjoy it for these few minutes as we are reflecting and checking ourselves. If we die now, are we ready to die now? Alright, yeah, I think we have just meditated for that few seconds. Now, remember Job 7, 8, 10, it said, those who see me now will never see me again. You watch me for a while, but then I'm gone. Just as clouds that come and go, people are put in the grave never to rise again. They don't come back to their old home, the people, they will never see them again. That was the word that Job was saying. Now Job 29 said, those who knew him before will not see him again. His family will never again get to see him. That was Job. Then Psalm 37, 36 says, but then he was gone. I looked for him, but I could not find him. Alright. Job 13:27 it said, You have put chains on my feet. You watch every step I take. You see every move I make. God, do you need to keep an eye on something so small? Why bother to bring charges against me? Alright. Let's continue. Let's go to on our scripture, Ecclesians chapter number 9. Remember, we were in verse number 5. Now we will go to verse number 6. It said, "After." Okay, let's read. It said. Let's read. It said, after people are dead, their love, hate, and jealousy are all gone, and they will never again share what happened on earth. After people are dead, let me repeat. After people are dead, their love, hate, and jealousy are all gone. And they will never again share in what happy my pains on earth. In other words, like when somebody dies, his love, his hate, his jealousy are all gone. And they will never share that again. Now, what I want to say is, when you love somebody, love someone, because when you die, you're not going to love that person. Like, your love will not ever be there. When you take care of someone, take care of someone now while you're still alive. Because when you died, you no longer have a chance to take care of someone. That's why you see on many occasions, I see people when somebody has died, people they go and cry, they said, if I knew that you're going to die. Now, there are people whom now they have abandoned their father, they have abandoned their mother, they no longer want to see their mother, they no longer want to see their grandmother, they no longer want to see their grandfather. Some of them, they've abandoned their children. They don't want to see their children. The only time where the person will see children is the time when there's a funeral, when that child passed away or that mother passed away. And a person will cry and said, if I knew that my mother was going to die, I should have seen him before. Now, that's why it's saying that after people died, their love, hate, jealousy and everything, it they will never share it again on this earth. Those jokes that people they were sharing with you when they are dead, they're no longer gonna share with you. Now, it is very important to acknowledge whatever that you have. It's very important to make sure that whatever that you have been given, use it, because you never know. You may need it tomorrow, but it may be too late. You may need it future, but it may be too late. It may be too late. It may be too late. That is why I'm saying, the love that you are having to your mother, to your father, to your children, to your friend, don't lose it. Do not lose it. Alright. Let's go to verse number 7. Remember when I started, I said we're going to read and we're going to go. Remember, we were speaking about death comes to all. That we all gonna die. One way or the other, we all gonna die. I don't know when, but we all gonna die. Now, when we come to verse number 7, it says, the heading for it, it says, enjoy life with the one you love. Enjoy life with the one you love. Alright. Okay. Verse number 7. Let me read it. It said, so go and eat your food now and enjoy it. Drink your wine and be happy. It is all right with God if you do these things. Alright. You will understand where we're going now. Now we have done, remember we spoke about, we're still in our topic of we're all gonna die. But I just want to show you something here. I want to show you something. It's saying, come take your bread with joy and your wine with a glad heart. God has taken pleasure in your works. In other words, you must enjoy what you do with. It said, go and eat your food now and enjoy it. Alright, let's just go to the referral scripture, which is Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse number 24 until verse number 26. It read as follows. There is no one who has tried to enjoy life more than I have. That is King Solomon. He's saying, there's no one who has enjoyed life more than I have. And this is what I learned. The best thing people can do is eat, drink, and enjoy the work they must do. I also saw that this comes from the Lord. In other words, you must eat, drink. I mean, people, when you tell them about drink, they're thinking about drinking alcohol. It's drinking as well. Okay? But he's just showing us that the way you have enjoyed life. He said, there's no one who have enjoyed life like I do. That is King Solomon. Meaning the way he have enjoyed life. There's no one who have enjoyed life like him. Because he have enjoyed life like, I don't know how can I say, but the way he have enjoyed life in abundance. Now he said, he have learned the best thing that people should do is to eat and drink and enjoy the work that they must do. In other words, when you are given the work, you must do that work and enjoy it. While we are there, let's come to Ephesians 3:12-13. Said, I learned that the best thing for people to do is to be happy and enjoy themselves as long as they live. You see, as long as you are live, you must enjoy, be happy and enjoy yourself. As long as you live, be happy and enjoy yourself. He said, God wants everyone to eat and drink and enjoy their work. These are the gifts from God. Remember, we said as long as you're still alive, there's hope. Because a living dog is better than a dead lion. But here it tells us, as long as you live, you must enjoy this life. Remember, that is why Solomon, he said, there's no one who has enjoyed life like him. That's what Solomon was saying. He said, there's no one who has enjoyed life like me. He said, the way you have enjoyed life, there's no one who has enjoyed life like him. I want to tell you that you must enjoy this life. I know there are some stresses with you, but enjoy this life. Let me just remind you who we are. Remember, we are still meditating. Let's just do this.
Time to meditate. Change your
6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace,
just will be soon.
By the grace, radio.
Just will be soon.
Oh, enda, we favor man. Nara dre yabo by the grace ministry. Rob diranga wana gaina.
Ongagra by the grace radio number 3, Shira Guest Street, Rubber Ridge, Edition 2, Lam Midre, 1685.
Nara dre yabo rob du diye di ministry of vitamin jichava na.
By the grace radio station, it's here to bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. Just for a soul.
And to go way, Paman. You know, need to go and follow. Cannot teach the Saradu. I want to go.
Yeah,
okay,
we're going to teach a monogram. Yeah, 073-269-2731. We're going to WhatsApp. Yeah, 083-289-4658. We're going to go to www.radio.bythegrace.org. Our radio edge by the grace.org. Grace.org.
By the grace, right?
Mighty warrior,
That was Benjamin Dube saying, Jehovah, it's your name. Jehovah, it's your name. You're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. The time is exactly 2023 CAT, Central African Time. You are with me, Pastor John Mama Bolo. The name of the show, it is called Time to Meditate. You can interact with us on the following number, 083-289-4658. Or what you can do is you can international number, you just say +27832894658. Or what you can do is you can SMS us, or you can even call us using that very same number. Or what you can do is you can send us email radio@bythegrace.org. You can go to our website www.radio.bythegrace.org. www.radio.bythegrace.org. When you are there, there's a chat box there. You put your email address, you put your name, you chat to us. Or you go to Skype, you just say BTGM Radio, then you chat to us there. Or you go to Facebook, you just say BT, you say By the Grace Radio, it's full, By the Grace Radio, then you chat to us. So remember, we are meditating Ephesians chapter 9. We are in verse number 7, where we are told that he said he have enjoyed life. Ephesians 2:24-26. Let me repeat. There is no one who has tried to enjoy life more than I have. And this is what I learned. The best thing people can do is eat, drink, and enjoy the work they must do. I also saw that this comes from the Lord. If people do and please God, he will give them wisdom, knowledge, and joy. But those who see will get only the work of gathering and carrying things. God takes from the bad person and gives the good person. But all this work is useless. It is life trying to get the word. Okay. Alright, let's go again to Ephesians chapter 3, 12, 13. We read it. Let's go to Ephesians 5, 18. He said, I have seen what is bad for people to do on earth. They should eat, drink, and enjoy the work they have during their short time here. God has given these things these few days, and that is all they have. He's repeating the same thing that he has seen. That what we need to do is to enjoy this life. Now, I'm saying to you, must enjoy this life. He said, I have seen. Kiboni. I have seen what is best for people to do on this earth. Now, he have seen that what is best for me and you to do is to eat, drink, and enjoy the work that we have during short time here on earth. As I told you, we don't know when we're gonna die. There's no one who can say, I know when I'm gonna die. I don't know when I'm gonna die. But what I know is, we all gonna die. We all gonna die. That is how it is. We all gonna die. Okay. Let's continue again. Ephesians 8:15. So I decided it was more important to enjoy life, because the best thing people can do in this life is to eat, drink, and enjoy life. At least that will help people enjoy the hard work God has given them to do during their life on earth. Ephesians 10:19. People enjoy eating, and wine makes life happier, but money solves a lot of problems. I think we will talk about money. Tomorrow. Money solves a lot of problems. But the other one is saying money is the root of all evil. Alright, we will talk about it. Alright, now we go to Ephesians 9:8. It said, wear nice clothes and make yourself look good. Wear nice clothes and make yourself look good. You mustn't just leave yourself. Wear nice clothes and make yourself look good. Meaning, when it say wear nice clothes, you know, Honalebatu Baloring, they wear the mini skirts. Those mini skirts is not a nice clothes, because it said wear nice clothes and make yourself look good. Does mini skirts make you look good? No, it doesn't. It just makes things worse. It just creates more tension. People, they will look at you, and they don't look at you to admire you. They just look you like they just saying many things. So what I'm saying is, you must wear nice clothes and make yourself presentable. That's what it says. Remember, we're talking about to enjoy life. There are some people, when they pass, when you see them, you will think, or no man, Mara, how come? You can even think that you can close your eyes, because the way they're wearing, they're not presentable. They're not presentable the way they are wearing. The way when you look at them, you see, no, man, these people, they are not presentable. Remember, you still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Whatever that it takes for a soul, you are listening to the voice of Pastor John Mamabolo. The name of the show, it is called Time to Meditate. What a beautiful Thursday. It's the first Thursday of the month of December. Some they said, Singenine, we have entered into December. We are in day number 6 on this month. And some, they already about to finish their money that they got from company for telling them that we thank them. Now, I want to tell you that you should make sure that you use that money wisely. Okay, we're still continuing where we're reading. We are still in verse number 8. Remember, we read Ecclesiastes chapter 9, but we are still in verse number 8, where it's saying that wear nice clothes and make yourself look good. I mean, wearing wearing nice clothes, it doesn't mean that you must wear the mini skirts and marwa tawile, those trousers. No. You must be presentable. Okay. Alright. Let's just go to Ecclesiastes 9:9. Alright, here now it talks to let me read. It said, enjoy life with the wife you love. Enjoy every day of your short life. God has given you this short life on earth, and it is all you have. So enjoy the work you have to do in this life. It just says that you must enjoy life with the wife you married, or the wife that you love. Enjoy every day of a short time. Whatever seconds that you get, you must enjoy it. Now, I see there are many people, sometimes they end up being regretting of what happened. They said, if I had that opportunity to love my wife. You know, there's a song that I heard, it said, I'm ready to love you again. I heard that song, it said, I'm ready to love you again. Now, as you are listening, if you are married, you can say, I'm ready to love you again. Because the Bible says, enjoy life with the wife you love. The problem is now, you can't, if you don't love someone, you can't enjoy life with him. You can't stay with him, or you can't stay with her. You're gonna feel like you are in an area of work where we are working. If you don't love what you're doing, I'm telling you, you're not gonna enjoy. You work because for the sake of working. You work because for the sake of, you feel like, okay, for the sake of, because I'm working. But I just want to tell you tonight that where you're working, don't work for the sake of working. Don't work for the sake of working. That's what I'm going to say. Don't work for the sake of working. Alright? Make sure that you love what you're doing. Remember, you're still listening to Body Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Okay, let's just do this. Then when we come back, we will continue. We just got the break. Then when we come back, we will continue. The song that is saying, Let it rain. Just enjoy the song.
Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Help me, somebody, say it tonight.
Open the floodgates of heaven.
open the floodgate of heaven and let it rain. You're still listening to the song is by Bishop Paul S. Mottom. Bishop Paul S. Mottom saying, open the floodgate of heaven, let it rain. Let it rain. You're listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. The time is exactly 2040 CAT Central Time. We're still in our scripture, Ephesians 9:9. As I told you, that it said, enjoy life with the wife you love. Enjoy every day of your short life. God has given you this short life on earth, and it is all you have. So enjoy the work you have to do in this life. Alright, let's go to Proverbs 5:18-19. It said, be happy with the wife. Okay, be happy with the wife. Be happy with your own wife. Enjoy the woman you married while you were young. She's like a beautiful deer, a lovely one, a lovely fawn. Let her love satisfy you completely. Stay drunk on her love. Alright, Proverbs 18:22. If you find a wife, you have found something good. She showed that the Lord is happy with you. Proverbs 19:14. People receive house and money from their parents, but a good wife is a gift from the Lord. Malachi 2:15. God wants husband and wife to become one body and one spirit. Why? So that they will have holy children and protect that spiritual unity. Don't cheat on your wife. She has been your wife from the time you were young. Remember, we're still talking about life, enjoying life. Alright. Ephesians 6:12 it said, Who knows what is best for people during their short life on earth? Their life passes like a shadow. No one can tell them what will happen later. Psalm 39:5, you gave me only a short life compared to you. My whole life is nothing. The life of every woman is like a cloud that quickly disappears. Psalm 111:4-4. Our life is like a puff of air. It is like a passing shadow. Okay, Ephesians 2:10. Anything my eyes saw and wanted, I got for myself. My mind was pleased with everything I did. And this happened was the reward for all. And this happiness was the reward for all my hard work. Ephesians 2:24. There is no one who has tried to enjoy life more than. That's what he said. There's no one who has enjoyed life more than I have. And this is what I learned. The best thing people can do is eat, drink, and enjoy the work they must do. I also saw that this comes from the Lord. Ephesians 3:13. God wants everyone to eat, drink, and enjoy their work. These are the gifts from God. Ephesians 3:22. So I saw the best thing people can do is to enjoy what they do, because that is all they have. Besides, no one can help another person see what will happen in the future. Okay, alright. Yeah, so, now we're going to verse number 10. I think this verse number 10, it will be our last scripture for tonight, as we will be closing our show in 15 minutes. It said, every time you find work to do, do it. It is the best you can. In the grave, there is no work. There is no thinking, no knowledge, and there is no wisdom. And we are going we are all going to that place of death. Every time you find work, do it. Okay. Listen to Numbers 13:30. Caleb told the people near Moses to be quiet. Then Caleb said, "We should go up and take that land for ourselves. We can easily take that land." Alright. 1 Chronicles 22:19. Now give your heart and soul to the Lord your God and do what he says. Build the holy place of the Lord God, then bring the box of the Lord's agreement and all the other and all the other holy things into the temple built for the Lord's name. Colossians 3:23. In all the work you are given, do the best you can. Work as though you are working for the Lord, not any earthly master. 2 Peter 1:12-15. It says, "You already know these things. You are very strong in the truth you have, but I am always going to help you remember them. While I'm still living here on earth, I think it is right for me to remind you of them. I know that I must soon leave this body. Oh Lord, Jesus has shown me that. I will try my best to make sure you remember these things even after I am gone." Ephesians 5:16 said, "I mean that you should use your every opportunity you have. For doing good, because these are evil times." Alright. 1 Corinthians 16:10. Timothy may come to you. Try to make him feel comfortable with you. He's working for the Lord the same as I am. 1 Corinthians 15:10. "But because of God's grace, that is what I am. And his grace that he gave me was not wasted. I worked harder than all the other apostles. But I was not really the one working. It was God's grace that was in me." 1 Corinthians chapter 9:24. "You know that in a race all the runners run, but only one runner get the prize. So run like that. Run to win." Alright. Romans 15:18-20. "I will not talk about myself. I will not talk about anything I did myself. I will talk only about what Christ has done with me in leading the non-Jewish people to obey God. They have obeyed him because of what I have said to them. Said and done. And they obey him because of the power of the miraculous signs and wonders that happened, all because of the power of God's Spirit. I have finished the part of." Okay. "I have told the people the good news about Christ in every place, from Jerusalem to Arikia. And so I have finished that part of my work. I always want to tell the good news in the place where people have never heard of Christ. I do this because I don't want to build on the work that someone else has already built." Alright. Romans 12:11. "As you serve the Lord, work hard and don't be lazy. Be excited about saving him." You're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. The time is exactly 8:20:49. Okay, 20:49. We just left with a few minutes to sign off. We just left with a few minutes to sign off. Let me just read this one. Then after that, we will, I think we'll sign up. John 4:34. It's saying, Jesus said, my food is to do what the one who sent me wants me to do. My food is to finish the work that he gave me to do. I'm saying to you, as we are going to close, you must finish your work. But before we close, I'm going to play the song. When this song finishes, when I come back, we'll continue. I will wrap up and we'll close. You're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts of the people. Just enjoy the song, Power in the Blood.
To heal and deliver and cleanse all iniquities, the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood to break the chains of bondage and set the captives free. The blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood. There is power in the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood. There is power in the blood of Jesus. Somebody lift your hands and just declare that it's power in the blood of Jesus. There is power
in the blood to heal and deliver, to cleanse all iniquities. The blood of Jesus.
There is power
in the blood
to break
the chains,
to set the captives free. The blood
of Jesus.
There is power
in the blood.
There is power in the blood. The blood of Jesus. Yeah.
He's saying power. That is Jimmy D. Samist from his album Mighty Men of War. The time is exactly 9:05. Where we will be signing off around 9:00. And I just wanna say this word that as we are in December, and there are lots of things which are happening, activities and so on and so on. Now, what I just want to say to you this evening is I will repeat my word that just be careful. Save the money that you are having. I know that is your money. You worked for it. You deserve it. Now save it. And don't... yeah. Save it. Save that money. Now, I want to tell you that you will need it. You will need that money next year. You will need it. I just want to say to you that as we are signing off now, it has been a great show indeed. Now you can catch Pastor Patrick Mundebele in the morning, 1800 until... you can catch him in the morning from 6:00 until 9:00 in the morning AM, which is EAT, Central African Time, on a show that is called Joy Comes in the Morning, each and every day. Or what you can do, you can also catch, Pastor KK Malaji, 9:00 until 12:00 on a show that is called Different Colors, One People. Or you can catch, Pastor Miss MB Mamawolo on the show that is called Who Need a Doctor? 12:00 until 1500, which is until 3:00. And then from 3:00 until 6:00, you can catch Kokecho on his show that is called Music is the Talk. From 1800 until 2100, you can meet me on the show that is called Time to Meditate. That's a show that you are currently listening to. We are by the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. Now, as we are signing off, I just want to say to you that you can catch this broadcast on our website, which is www.radio.bythegrace.org, under broadcast. You can listen to it. Now, I'm just gonna sign off. It has been a wonderful show, and I thank God for everything. Now, we love you until we meet tomorrow. Stay blessed.